You're listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell.
You are listening to ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood kicking with you on a Thursday night. Glad that you are with us. We'll have Summer of Football come at the top of the hour. We'll hear from Brett Edwards, who covers college football like a blanket for ESPN.com. We'll get a chance to talk to him coming up at 8:10. All of our guests are on the CarX hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Turn to Chicago's own actor from the hit TV show Power. I watch it every Sunday night on Stars. Joseph Sikora joins us here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Joseph, Jonathan Hood, thanks so much for your time.
Jonathan, thanks so much for having me on.
Appreciate you coming on, man. You growing up, you grew up as a Cubs fan?
I did grow up as a Cubs fan. I grew up in the northwest side in Norwood Park, and we also my dad was the super of a building down at Addison and Wilton, so we were there, you know, four or five times a week, and that was from 1980 on. So we watched the neighborhood change and heard the roar of the crowd throughout.
Were you in town when the Cubs won the World Series last year?
I wasn't in town, but I of course was watching, and it was. Just, I couldn't believe it. And also played out better than almost any television series ever in terms of going to seven and just how everything, you know, the highs and the lows of it were something special.
Now, I'm a Sox fan. However, and when I was on in Beverly when the Sox won the World Series, and that was off the hook because it was just amazing. But when the Cubs won the World Series, it was just amazing how the hangover lasted for a long time. The party did not stop. You couldn't travel around in the city, and if you did, you were honking your horn. So it was unbelievable.
Well, I think for better or for worse, Cubs fans have the stigma of kind of being the party animals, and certainly us people from the city are very proud of the heritage. But you can't neglect the suburban fans who come in, and they come in. Incredible, incredible numbers. So just to satiate them, I think that 3-4 day party that happened afterwards was kind of to be expected. But listen, I love the Southsiders too, and they let me throw out the first pitch last year, so I was really proud to be at Sox Field.
Joseph Sikora, Tommy from Power. You hear it, see it again on Sundays on Stars. He's with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app with Jonathan Hood. A couple other things before I talk to you about the show. So I think I saw you in a commercial for with Michael Jordan. Were you with Jordan in
the
commercial?
Michael Jordan, yeah. Yeah, it was, that was when I was 13 years old, and we did it on the northwest side. It was like Harlem and Lawrence, that McDonald's over there. And which was not super far from my neighborhood, just down the way. And so it was kind of a funny time. But, yeah, it was fantastic. And to, you know, have the honor to share the screen with Michael Jordan in any capacity was just fantastic.
Okay, what was your line in that commercial?
It is Michael Jordan.
That's all you had?
Yeah.
It is Michael Jordan.
I think my first one was, what's he eating? And then it is Michael Jordan. And I was a beautiful, toe-headed 13-year-old.
That is awesome. Tell me about working with 50 Cent. Does he get his due for the work he puts in on the show? I just envision him in a director's chair with the half glasses saying, okay, here's your motivation. What is he like?
Quite honestly, I don't think that 50 Cent gets his fair due for the amount of work he puts into every venture that he goes about tackling, because he is a nonstop worker, and the amount that he doesn't take credit for is impressive. I think that most people that are in the entertainment industry take credit for other people's work when you're at that level, because you have a lot of people underneath you doing that. And I think that when you garnish accolades, whether they're monetary or whether they're success driven. I think that it's easy to take those away from other people. And 50 Cent just doesn't say anything and just keeps moving forward. And I have nothing but respect and admiration for my boss.
So I know that there's got to be a ton of people approaching you because of how this show has gotten so hot. I watched it from the beginning. It's like, okay, this is pretty good. And then you continue to watch it. And from an episodic standpoint, you're just like, boy, this thing is red hot. You know, it's great season after season. What's it like when people are approaching you with this show being on every Sunday?
The fans really love the show. And I think, and I will say, you know, I'll give myself a little bit of a toast saying that I think that Tommy is the blue collar hero of the show. I think that working people certainly can, they relate to his struggle and his kind of his work ethic and his loyalty and his honesty and just being a hardworking guy. And I think that that transcends not only from New York, but certainly to Chicago and L.A. and Atlanta. And I get a lot of love and I'm very appreciative. And when people say, call me Joseph, I give them extra credit points, but I definitely turn around to Tommy and give as much love as I can.
But it's got to be strange though. People walking up to you and calling you the character, and I will ask you this.
No, I've seen that before and millions of times. I have plenty of friends who have many different levels of fame in my life, and I've watched that for a long period of time. I think that if you're going to be the person that you say you're going to be, you're the person you say you're going to be, or that you are. And I've always kind of been who I am. And I haven't changed anyway. I'm the same guy. I'm a human being at the same time. I don't like when people are like, is that Tommy? I see that man looks like Tommy. Is that Tommy? And then look at that. I see him. And like, listen, I'm a human being. I can hear you talking. You have some respect for yourself and say something. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm not a doll.
Right.
So in that capacity, that I don't appreciate that. However, I think my wick is pretty long.
I got you. So, Joseph, tell me this. Growing up in Chicago, what were some of your fondest memories of growing up in the city?
Well, I grew up in Norwood Park on Chicago's far northwest side, at Taft High School, if anybody's looking for a reference plate. And I can remember the 85 Bears and just really remembering my dad just going so nuts. And Ray Novak, Father Ray Novak, rest in peace, who married me actually at Holy Name Cathedral. He grew up right down there on Chicago Avenue, Chicago, and most of Chicago, Milwaukee. And I just remember those two having, you know, a Polish American rompous, joyous occasion. I couldn't, they were going so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of my fondest memories of my father in my life. And then also when we would be sweeping up or doing work at the building down on Addison and Wilton, and just hearing the roar of the crowd from a block away, and just kind of, and this is definitively before the neighborhood changed, and it was a very quiet neighborhood, you know, predominantly Latin at the time, and just kind of just hardworking people living in there, and just kind of like sweeping up dirt, and just hearing. You know, this is before the lights were on, you know, so this would be a game or the sun was going down, you knew it was about to end. They just stopped serving beer, and just to hear that are just some of my most magical moments for sure.
Joseph Sikora from Power on Stars with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, ESPN app. So, but you spent a lot of time in New York, obviously, as well, especially you were filming. What's the similarities or differences in living in New York versus Chicago?
Yeah, I've been in New York for a long, long time. You know, we're going well over a decade here. So when I first was in New York in 2000, I think that it's a similarity because the gentrification in New York is not so dissimilar to the gentrification that's happened in Chicago. I think that I often describe Chicago as if you took a third of Manhattan and put it in Queens. That's Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I think that I say that because Norwood Park is also exactly like Bayside, Queens. We filmed there a couple of years ago, and we have continuously, and I'm like, this is exactly where I grew up. So I think there's just, you just kind of get this feeling of, you know, working people, but, you know, sports-centric, you know, hard workers, the people that actually make the city that works. You know what I mean? I used to love that on the CTA train, the city that works symbol. And all the monikers for Chicago, I think, are so applicable, the city of big shoulders. It's just so true. And I think that there are just there are a lot of similarities to Chicago and New York. But don't forget that Chicago was really started by New Yorkers, especially after the Great Fire, 1871. A lot of this New York money that was initially building up Chicago, you know, that's another moniker, the gem of the prairie, were people finally seeing, you know what, we could have a port into the middle of America right now. And so a lot of the money in Chicago that built this city is still kind of that old New York money, but I won't get too much into that. But yeah. I think that because of that, there are similarities in structure and in striving force and in pace. But Chicago will always be home.
Joseph, there's so many people that are listening right now that are looking for that big break. You know, like they've been able to go to a lot of different places to try to get discovered, and it's been difficult for them. What would you say? Talk a little bit about your process of getting to where you are right now, because you were an actor, obviously, before this. You had plenty of roles in a lot of different genres. What was the process for you to get to where you are right now?
When I was a young kid, I asked my mom, after watching an episode of Kids Incorporated, "Hey, Mom, I want to be an actor." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Okay, sweetheart, if you want to be an actor in a month, ask me again, and we'll see what we can do." So a month later, I said, "I still want to be an actor." So she pulled out the yellow pages, because we don't have anybody in this industry. How are you going to do this? What do you know? Where are your passions lie? How do I make this? So I got into theater, to make a long story short. And from theater, which I always kind of kept present in, even when I was in high school and kind of, you know, just sowing my royal oats around the city, more to, you know, I wanted to get, I just didn't want to be in something so structured and so demanding as theater. So I would say that anybody who really wants to make their way in acting, act. Act in your friend's short films if you're in college. Do as much theater as you can. Make those connections and establish yourself as part of the artistic community, which is something that I always resisted doing. And I think that that was a mistake in my career for what I wanted to do. So embrace yourself as an artist, and if it's something you want to do, do it, and don't take no for an answer. If there's anything else in your life you want to do, do that.
Joseph Sikora from Power on Stars with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Catch it on demand and also watch it on Sunday nights. Have you met somebody like your character, Tommy, in your walk of life, either in Chicago or New York?
Sure, many people. Mostly in Chicago. I'd say Tommy is, you know, 70% based on people I knew in Chicago from both sides of Love Walk, quite honestly. And then certainly, you know, people that I met in New York. And then there's a certain amount of imagination that goes into it. But, yeah, definitely Tommy is modeled on real people that I know.
He's a cool dude, but a little bit off. So you have to be a little bit wary if you're around him. Would that be fair to say?
I would say absolutely. I think that's really well put, Jonathan, actually. I think that Tommy sometimes is, if you don't know him really well, he's the guy you got to kind of, I mean, because he's also kind of the comic relief of the show many, mm-hmm. many times. And part of that is because you kind of have to laugh if you don't know Tommy. And he also gets very serious and very precise on people. And you don't know if it's like, hey, is he proud of me? Is this guy on my side or is he not? So there's this mystery with him. But that mystery holds up because it's not he's not putting on a mask. He's true. And the mystery in Tommy is, what is this guy thinking? I know he's thinking something. But it's not a lie. It's not manipulative. It's just something, and then you get what you get, the reality of Tommy. So I think that's been a lot of fun to play and explore.
Joseph, what's it like to work with Lala Vasquez, Lala Anthony? Because, listen, man, I know that when you're on the set, you got to find out some information about Mello. Is he leaving New York or not? So you can break that right now,
man,
if you like.
I tell you what, I was so happy to get D-Rose playing here because I was like a little taste of the shot. But, yeah, I don't know. And I asked Lala. And it's so funny because with the sex scenes that Lala and I have, oh, Mello's going to be like this. I'm like, Melo, no. I know Melo. I know Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I've hung out with Carmelo Anthony tons of times. Like, it's like people are so crazy with that, that, you know, the ununderstanding of what these, you know, these things actually are, these choreographed pieces that are, you know, incredibly unsexual. But, hey, if they look that way, that's fantastic. But, yeah, no, I poke around. I'm like, listen, La, you're going to be around next year? You're going to be flying in? Believe me, I poke around, Jonathan. If I hear something, I'm going to have to tweet you.
Right. Please do. Because let me, I mean, you know, but I think that that's the beauty of it, man. People buy in. They're talking about this at the water cooler. They're talking about this on social media. Like, when they're watching your show, the show that you are on, they feel like they're in it. They feel like that they're watching it. They're on the streets of New York with you and Ghost. That's the thing, that's the emotional attachment that they have, which is, it can be sometimes dangerous, but at the same time, at least they have an emotional attachment to it.
I totally agree, and I think that the credit is really due to, you know, some of our creator, Courtney A. Kemp, Gary Lennon, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, Omari Hardwick. There's all of these components that you put together. You know, our focus puller, Mike Garofalo, our A camera, Aaron Medic, all of these guys, all of these components in this machine are working well, and they're working at the top of their game, and that's why Power works. Everybody wants it to work, and everybody's committed, but a lot of that stuff comes from the top, so you got to give the top credit, and that really does include, you know, Courtney Kemp, Mark Canton, Chris Albert, who runs the network, and 50 Cent, and I can't give 50 enough credit for really being a wonderful coordinator of all of this. And then Omari is, you know, a fantastic actor for me personally to work with, because the guy's a consummate professional. He shows up every day, and he's fantastic. Lila Lauren, Natori Naughton, everybody brings an A game. So I think that, you know, we have a really good thing going.
Last thing I have for you, I appreciate your time. What are you working on right now? What project can we look for you soon?
Well, I'm really happy you asked. I did a couple of films with Michael Ealy that will be coming out. The first one is called Jacob's Ladder, directed by David Rosenthal, which is fantastic. It's a remake. It's loosely based on the original that we all loved from the late 80s. And then the second one is called Motivated Seller, also with Michael Ealy, Megan Good, and Dennis Quaid, and directed by Deion Taylor. And that's going to be an incredible thriller. It's a real throwback to the classic kind of Hitchcock thrillers of that era, but really modernized. And I'm really looking forward to that. And the last thing that I've done is I co-directed and co-produced my own short film called The Separatists. And what it is it's set in a pre-apocalyptic time, 10 years into the future, after a two-term Trump presidency, when the states have a ton of control. The federal government is actually in a weakened state. Half of our police and military forces have defected, so they've formed paramilitary groups that are very state-sponsored groups. The racial tension in America is unparalleled. And we meet two guys, a white character, myself, and a black character played by Justin McManus. And these two guys are bound to each other in a very interesting way. And then there's also a third party that is kind of a force that is also has an agenda. But in its essence, it's a celebration of the individual. And we cannot finish this piece fast enough because a fiction is becoming fact.
Joseph, Megan Good and Lala Vasquez, I'm not mad at you. No, yes. Well, we're looking forward to it, man. Obviously, we all support Power. And if you're not watching it, you should be watching it. Watch it on demand, catch up, watch on Sundays. But it's a Chicago guy, so you got to be able to support this guy. Joseph Secor, as always, we appreciate it. Hope you come on again with us here in Chicago.
Hey, listen, I'm so happy, and no love lost to Cutler. I wish him well on the Dolphins. But I think that we got a good thing going in Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can really have a solid team this year. I'm really looking forward to the kind of all four of our rookies that are coming in strong this year.
As always, man, thanks so much for coming on.
All right, Jonathan, thank you.
It is Joseph Secor, Chicago's own Tommy from Power on Stars with us here on ESPN 1000.